This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Loop, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Hour number three. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop, performance made in the USA studio. Well, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. There's Dr. John Adeen. What's up, Dr. John? DRGO in the house. I'll have to look into that, Steve Watson. Why are you curious about who's going to be the sheriff there, just out of curiosity? Maybe you ought to call that in and let's talk about it. Anyway, this portion of the show brought to you in part by Upstate Armory Group. Upstate Armory Group is where I receive, this is where every gun that I've got comes from. I go there, I get my FFLs there, I buy my guns there. And that's because they're a brick and mortar store that do enough business on the internet where they give you an internet price in the store. So if you're coming via the internet, to upstatearmorygroup.com, you're getting the same kind of prices you would get at Bun's Gun Shop or, any of these other big websites, Guns America, any of these big ones. And that's the beauty of what they do. They also carry things such as Army Surplus, clothing and equipment. I've got one of their Ranger Rucks, which when I was in the Army, a Ranger Ruck then would have, it was big, but it was nothing like this. I can carry everything I own in this Ranger Ruck and some of my wife's stuff. Check them out at upstatearmorygroup.com. Shannon Watts got out there, and she decided that she was going to recycle Trayvon Martin and the drama that she could get out of there. And she decided to make him a victim instead of the predator that he was. They put a post out, and I think this is on Facebook. 4 years ago today, 17-year-old Trayvon Martin was walking home from buying candy at a convenience store when he was shot to death by an armed vigilante. His killer was exonerated by Florida's Stand Your Ground law, which promotes a shoot first, ask questions later mentality. See, in that first little paragraph, you get two lies immediately. The candy that he was buying was to mix a drink. To make a drug. And it was not a stand your ground case. It was never a stand your ground case. It was just clear cut, straight up self-defense. So they continue on. Today, let's honor Trayvon's life by pledging to hashtag stand your our ground against bad gun laws that threaten our children, families, and community. And from there, they've got a meme up there. We are all Trayvon Martin's mom. We stand our ground. So they rewrite the ambush and attempted murder of George Zimmerman into something completely unrecognizable altogether. Zimmerman trial was out there front and center. It was every minute of it was plain as day out there. And this account from the mom's demand attention is both entirely fictional and intentionally a lie. Zimmerman was on his way to a store that night, and he noticed a figure lurking near a home that had previously been burglarized. He called 911 to have Sanford police come and investigate what he reasonably interpreted as suspicious behavior. Martin noticed that he was being followed by Zimmerman's truck, and he ran. And being young and in shape, he lost Zimmerman as he ran between buildings. And he could have easily made it to his father's home if he really thought he were being threatened. But he didn't go home. He hid. Zimmerman parked his vehicle and ran in a van. That is a mistake. It was a mistake for him to park his vehicle and get out on foot. He ran in a vain attempt to keep Martin in sight for responding police, but he lost him. The dispatcher told Zimmerman, "We don't need you to do that," by which point Zimmerman had already lost Martin. Zimmerman continued to walk to the next cross street to get a street address for responding police so they would know the last place he saw Martin. When he started walking back to his truck, Trayvon Martin could have gone home, but he didn't. Instead, he came up behind Zimmerman and exclaimed, "What you following me for?" Martin then sucker-punched Zimmerman, mounted him, and attempted to beat him to death, refusing to stop as Zimmerman cried for help, and continued his felony assault after a resident came out and yelled at Martin to stop his attack and said the police were on their way. It was only well into the attack, as Trayvon Martin attempted to murder George Zimmerman by smashing his head on the concrete sidewalk, and after apartment residents refused to come to his aid, that the desperate by now George Zimmerman, who realized the error of his ways, drew his pistol and fired a single shot into his ribs to defend his life. A use of force expert testified during that trial that he was amazed Zimmerman waited as long as he did to shoot Martin, and said that Zimmerman was legally justified in shooting Martin much earlier in the attack. Further, stand your ground was never a part of this. It is a legal fact that cannot be disputed. Stand your ground laws were not brought up by the prosecution nor the defense during the trial, not once. Zimmerman's case was straight up standard self-defense. Martin was never a victim. He was an aggressive and violent drug abusing predator. He wasn't the cute little quick kid you saw when he was 12. He was an 18-year-old strapping young man. He was a suspected burglar who trafficked in illegally acquired guns. Like the one, I'm looking at a picture of one of his guns. He had I believe they call that a Smith & Wesson Sigma, although now I think they call it the SVE-90 or something like that. He was a predator. And he was attempting to murder somebody, and he was removed from this world. Had he been doing it to me, I would have done the same thing, probably earlier. We stopped the flow of illegal guns. We stopped drugs. We stopped burglaries doing that. Or Zimmerman did, rather. Moms Demand Action is a deplorable group of liars. And their attempt to portray this attempted murderer as a victim is reprehensible for still using this to attack stand your ground law when Zimmerman's case of self-defense was in no way a stand your ground case. In fact, as I just talked about earlier, black women use stand your ground more than anybody. Yeah. 75% of them use that successfully. Why would we take that from them? Moms Demand. Why do you think that's a good idea? Why do you have to pick this one? There's so many stupid things that came out of this case, and you guys tarred yourselves. You feathered yourselves. This was something I didn't do. I might have wanted to, but I didn't need to. I didn't need to do that because you did it. You did it well. And that part of it is a problem. That part of it is a big problem. I don't have any time for this kind of stuff on a regular basis. However, whenever they want to get out there and recycle something, this is what they do. This is they have an imagination. They don't. There's not anything they won't do or attempt to do to further their cause. They don't care if it has to be based on a lie or a something disingenuous or some conflation of data. They don't care. They want it. We will be right back. communication has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career. What would you call a gun shop that's sought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi there. This is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system. We're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
If I had some music for like a soap opera, I would be playing it right now. Because we're about to talk some more about As the Apple Turns. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by UpstateArmoryGroup.com. Now, there's two guys there that if you walk in the store, Sam and Gary. Both of these guys, now Gary is a connoisseur of really nice cars. Sam is just a character, retired military dude. I like him. These these guys know exactly what to do for you when you show up. They're going to ask you the right questions and get you the right gun that you're looking for, get you that item you're looking for, make the right recommendation. That's what makes our Upstate Armory Group stand out. Check them out, upstatearmorygroup.com. There's a new wrinkle in the encryption fight between Apple and the FBI. In a drug case in New York, a magistrate judge in the Eastern District has ruled that Apple does not need to assist the feds in unlocking a person's phone, and that the All Writs Act does not extend to such a demand. Coming from the New York Times, Magistrate Judge James Orenstein in New York's Eastern District said in a ruling on Monday that the United States government couldn't use a law called the All Writs Act to force Apple to hack into an iPhone that was seized in connection with a drug case. The government overstepped what the All Writs Act was intended for, the judge wrote. After reviewing the facts and the record and the party's arguments, I conclude that none of these factors justifies imposing on Apple the obligation to assist governments in the government's investigation against its will. I therefore deny the motion. The All Writs Act is a 1789 federal law that allows the courts to compel people and companies to assist in dealing with a legal matter as long as it does not unduly burdensome, is not covered by current statutes, and the company involved is directly connected to the legal matter. Apple has argued that this is incorrect, and the judge has sided with them. The government cannot force a company to actually create code to assist in the decryption of phone security. The judge here seems inclined to agree. He has a full order out there if you want to go find it. It's remarkably technically detailed. But one concern from the ruling is that the government essentially argued that the All Writs Act can be used to order anybody to do anything on behalf of pursuing a legal case unless Congress passed a statute or regulation forbidding them from doing so or otherwise established rules. In other words, nobody said we can't do it, so we're going to do it. They feel like they have unlimited reach. The judge was not too fond of that argument. And if, for example, the president sent to Congress a bill explicitly authorizing a court to issue the kind of order the government seeks here, and if every single member of the House and Senate were to vote against the enactment of such a law citing the kinds of data security and personal privacy concerns that Apple now embraces, the government would nevertheless describe the order sought here as permissible because Congress had merely restricted the bill. However emphatically and however clear its reasons for doing so, rather than affirmatively passing legislation to prohibit the executive branch's proposal. However, in these circumstances, it would be absurd to posit that the authority of the government sought was anything other than obnoxious to the law. I don't know if I can say it. I'm not going to say it. There's some brass involved here. These guys are brassy. They've got large. They've got a pair of something large here with this one. This is, you know. Here's the thing, okay? There weren't iPhones in 2007. I know there's iPhones today. I know that. We know, like they know we know, we know the NSA has this data. So all of this stuff that we're watching here is theater. The FBI can send somebody out to the NSA, and they'll pull it for them. And then Apple will get out there and rightfully challenge, or something. Somebody will challenge something here, and something blows up because the NSA has already said they're not going to do that anymore. They're not supposed to be doing that. You really shouldn't be doing that. And, you know, with people like Ed Snowden coming out with some of the things he came out with, while I don't necessarily agree with his method, I get why he did it. But they can go to the end. They've already got this. The government's already got this. Apple. Apple got out there and Apple is a premium brand. I everything I own, everything I do except for this computer, which I need to take out back and shoot a bunch. Everything else is Apple. And with that premium comes some expectation. And my expectation out of Apple is that I'm not going to have my data sold. I'm not going to be spied upon. I'm not going to be, they're not going to program in things to compromise my trust. And, you know, that part of it is something they have to take into consideration, because a Apple laptop, for example, compared with the same specs of a Windows laptop, is about three or four times that price. Maybe sometimes five or six, depending. And there's got to be something to go along with that. And I've told them that many times. One of the things they do, I call planned obsolescence. You have to always stay within a certain generation of devices to keep getting supported. And I have to do that. But really, truly, the stuff that they build just never breaks. And that's the beauty of it. Like the iPhone, now it will break if you drop it. But when the iPhone, I tried to go Android with the phones. And, you know, that's a very scattered ecosystem of operating systems out there. This, when I get an update on this iPhone, somebody in Indonesia gets the update on their iPhone. We all are blanketed and covered. And you'd pay a premium for that. But part of that premium is that Apple protects us, their consumers. And they're finally doing it now. Previous iOS systems didn't have this in place, and they're just simply responding. Okay. And the fact that the government thinks they can roll in and say, okay, we want this, and therefore you will give it to us, is this should be challenged. This should be challenged. For all of you that, I mean, how many people like the idea of your camera turning on your laptop and them spying on, somebody spying on you? How many people like that idea? probably not many, I wouldn't think. All mine would get is me in front of my camera. But I'm glad the federal government's getting stopped and stumped. Now, I know there's another case where they're, I think out in California with San Bernardino, they ruled the other way. And that needs to go back in Apple's favor. Now we've got conflicting rulings coming out of the courts. Not good. We'll be right back. Looking for an edge. Eliminating the false. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Upstate Armory Group. Upstate Armory Group is a place I've been using them now for going on 4 years, and I have never been disappointed. They work with me on everything I ask them to. They cover me with everything I need to be covered on. They are a robust buying, selling, and trading company when it comes to guns. One of the reasons I don't sell my guns is I go there. And I get a pretty good price for them. And I know it's going to be fine. In addition to that, all of my FFLs go through them. Their FFL prices are very, very good. They sell as many guns online as they do in their shop. So this is a place to go. You can get an online price from a brick-and-mortar business. Check them out, upstatearmorygroup.com. Now, how much do you think you know about guns? The other day, President Barack Obama claimed after the mass shooting that killed 10 at Umpqua Community College in Oregon, there's a gun for roughly every man, woman, and child in America. So how can you, with a straight face, make the argument that more guns will make us safer? We know that states with the most gun laws tend to have the fewest gun deaths, so the notion that gun laws don't work or just will make it harder for law-abiding citizens and criminals will still get their guns is not borne out of by the evidence. In that single little statement, he tidily listed the major questions bedeviling social science research about guns, while also embodying the biggest problem with the way we process and apply that research. His ironclad confidence in the conclusiveness of the science and therefore the desirability of common sense gun laws is echoed widely with every new mass shooting, from academia to the popular press to that guy on Facebook. And in April 2015, the Harvard gun violence, anti-gun violence researcher David Hemenway took to the pages of the LA Times to declare in a headline, "There's scientific consensus on guns and the NRA won't like it." He insisted that researchers had definitively established that a gun in the home makes it a more dangerous place to be, that guns are not used in self-defense far more often than they are used in crime, and that the change to more permissive gun-carrying laws has not reduced current crime rates. He concludes that there is consensus that strong gun laws reduce homicide. But science is a little bit less certain about that. What we really know about the costs and benefits of private gun ownership, for those of us that get out there and actually study the subject and actually look down at the nuts and bolts and look at the numbers and look at the proximities where a lot of these things happen, and, you find out that the efficacy of a gun control law is a lot more fragile than Hemenway or Barack Obama would have you believe. More guns do not mean more homicides. More gun laws do not necessarily mean less gun crime. Finding good science is hard enough. Finding good social science on a topic that's full of politics is impossible. And the facts that become even more muddled as the conclusions of these less than ironclad academic studies cycle through the press and social media in a massive game of just spinning, looking through the telephone book is what it boils down to. Despite the confident assertions of the gun controllers and decades of research, we still know some people still think there's an astonishing lack of information out there. And we, as pro-gun advocates, get out there and do say that, causation does not equal effect. So, we have that to contend with. However, we also know what we have from the FBI. Now, the FBI is not social science, and it's not even science. It's pure statistics. Purely statistics. And we know that suicides with guns are going down. We know murders with guns are going down. We know everything related to crime with guns is going down. However, that doesn't keep somebody from getting out there and making a statement such as Nicholas Kristof, who wrote on August 26, 2015, just after the grisly on-air murders of two television journalists in Virginia, that more Americans have died from guns in the United States since 1968 than on the battlefields of all the wars in American history. But how can that, what kind of a statistic is that, if I may ask? Now, if the number of guns in circulation really truly did indicate that we're going to have more homicide, wouldn't homicide be exploding? We've got more guns in circulation, more people with guns in circulation, a bigger population, and gun crime going down. In 1994, there was about 192 million guns owned in the United States. Today, that figure is somewhere between, according to, Philip Cook, anyway, he says it's between 245 and 348. And the bottom line is that nobody really knows. And, we're way past one gun per adult. We're past one gun per person, per baby, per head. And yet, during that same period, per capita gun murders have been cut almost in half. So, there's the first hole in their wall. One could argue that the relevant number is not the number of guns, but the number of people with access to them. That figure is also somewhat ambiguous. A Gallup poll in 2014 found 42% of households claiming to own a gun, and which Gallup reports is similar to the average reported to Gallup over the past decade. But those looking for a smaller number to downplay the significance of guns in American life can rely on the door-to-door general social survey, where most people got out there and said, no, I don't have a gun, where they said that only 31% of households have guns, down 11 percentage points from the 1993 42%. See, there's more guns out there, just fewer people buying them. I have myself, I own about 2,000, 3,000. Only have one gun safe, but I know how to pack it. In 2000, the gun murder rate per 100,000 was 3.8. By 2013, the rate was even lower at 3.5, though there was a slight upswing in the mid-2000s. This is a simple point. America is awash with more guns than ever before, and we're killing each other with guns at a far lower rate than we had, than when we had fewer guns. And this undermines their narrative that there is a straightforward, casual relationship between increased gun prevalence and gun homicide. There is no such relationship. Idiots. Even if you fall back on the conclusion that just a small number of owners stockpiling more and more guns, it's hard to escape noticing that even these hoarders seem to be harming fewer and fewer people with their weapons, casting doubt on this proposition that gun ownership is a political crisis demanding action. In the face of these trend lines, way more guns, way fewer gun murders, how do these politicians like Obama and Clinton successfully capitalize on the panic that follows each high-profile shooting? Partly because of the low-info voter. They have, you know, most Americans don't know it. 2013 Pew Research poll found that 56% of respondents thought gun crime had gone up over the past 20 years, and only 12% were aware it had declined. Thank you, mainstream media. There you go. This is the danger of indoctrination here. What happens when you put a bunch of kids in a room with a gun and some of the kids come from a household that has them? That when we get back.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by UpstateArmoryGroup.com. Upstate Armory Group is where I get everything I shoot. Pretty much everything I shoot. Sometimes they're not selling it to me. Sometimes they're just the gateway. But I use them multiple times every month. You can use them too. There's a reason I use them. Go find out. It's a cheap way to get into the gun market. Check them out. UpstateArmoryGroup.com. Coming out of Nashville, Tennessee, they aired segments of a study from Texas about kids and guns. Researchers took 8 random children, preschool to kindergarten age, put them in a room with a fake gun to see what happens. It took one youngster 15 seconds to find the gun and start playing with it. Anchor Jennifer Waddell noted that most of the children had never seen a firearm, but that didn't stop them from passing it around. One disturbed mother said, "He's shooting my daughter." Children's parents were placed in a separate room where they could watch the study unfold. The only 2 children who did not pick up the gun were the ones who had guns in their homes and were told how dangerous they could be by their parents. You know, what the NRA says to tell them. So, for the parents who told their children what to do if they see a firearm in their vicinity without an adult present, gold stars to you folks. For the parents who never told their kids what to do, it's very simple. Step 1, don't touch it. Step 2, leave the immediate area. Step 3, find an adult. Very simple thing to do. Don't touch it. Get out of there, find an adult. And this gun safety has played a role in decreasing such fatal accidents in homes over the past 20 or so years. During the last decade, the number of unintentional firearm-related fatalities involving children 14 years of age and under has decreased by 28% and by 74% over the last 20 years. Unintentional firearm-related fatalities are substantially lower than the number of unintentional fatalities caused by other forms of injury. Firearms are used less than 1.5% of unintentional fatalities among children 14 years of age and under, and are among the least likely causes of unintentional fatality. In the past 10 years, firearm-related fatalities in the home has dropped by 33% and by 50% in the last 20 years. Firearms are involved in fewer than 1%, 0.5% of all unintentional fatalities in the United States. Way to go! Drowning is more dangerous. You're going to drown more often than you're going to get shot accidentally. And that's the leading cause of death for young children, not firearm accidents. And gun owners and non-gun owners alike should have discussions with their kids if they ever see a firearm unattended without an adult present. Kids will listen. And you certainly don't need to create a database akin to the ones for child predators to obtain who isn't a gun owner for play dates. That was actually thrown out. There's a policy initiative by some in the media. I would have to find somebody to do the prepping with me. I'm not a prepper there, C. Watson. Would you like to have a show on prepping? I can certainly put it together. I might be able to get Such00. You know, he does a prepping channel. I bet you I could get him to do something on prepping. For those of you that are considering your first carry gun, I feel bad for you. Have you ever heard of Stendhal syndrome? It's a condition sparked by too much choice. This is the person who's in the spaghetti sauce section at the grocery store looking around going, I don't know which one to get. So an aspiring gun carrier has literally dozens of potential guns to choose from. A bewildering selection of brands and calibers and barrel lengths and actions and trigger types. And gun store salesmen are notoriously bad helping customers navigate this thicket, except for at Upstate Armor Group. So let's make this easy. Here's one choice. And once you make that choice, well, it's easier to figure out what to buy. There are plenty of worthwhile alternatives to selections, but you don't need to trouble yourself with further choices. For the gun, you have only one choice, really, a semi-automatic pistol or revolver. That's the choices you have between those two. Advantages is semi-automatic pistols are slim. They hold more rounds. You can carry an extra magazine. Faster reload. The disadvantages, you have to fill the magazine with the rounds to stick it into the gun and rack slide. A revolver has a cylinder, and you open it and fill it with forward-facing bullets. You close the cylinder, done. Disadvantages, they stick out a bit, making a revolver slightly bulkier. And, well, you don't have as many rounds. Now, with those two things, you can either look at the Glock 43, a $529 MSRP pistol, or a $579 Ruger LCR revolver in 38 Special. The Glock 43 will hold 6 9mm rounds. If you do the load the gun and take out the magazine, load the cartridge and reinsert the magazine into the gun thing mentioned, it holds 7 rounds. The Ruger will hold 5 38 caliber bullets and no more. Buy 4 boxes of any type of full metal jacket ammunition and 1 box of any kind of hollow point ammunition. The first type of ammo is for practice, the second for carrying. If you don't plan on practicing, which you should, and or when you're ready to carry your gun, load it with hollow points. You should always carry a gun in a holster. If you're a guy, you know, if you don't want to spend a lot of money, go to Uncle Mike's. Okay? If you're a woman who wears pants, same deal. If you're a woman, presumably, who wears thin dresses, you could buy the Crossbreed Holster Modular Belly Band or carry your gun in your Uncle Mike's holster off-body. Off-body carry is not recommended. It is difficult to extract your gun in an emergency. You could lose it or lose sight of your bag. You might want some sort of a gun safe. You always want to make sure that we're, you know, my guns are either in the safe or they're in my hand. So, you don't have to get a gigantic thing. You can get a gun vault standard mini vault personal electronic safe. That's about $105. If you have to disarm while you're out and about, which, you know, this is something I need to consider. I need to put a gun safe in my car. Lock your carry gun in the car's glove box or a small lockable gun safe. If you don't have a car or a safe, then you're taking things into your own hands. You may be entering a gun-free zone with a gun. I do make those decisions from time to time. And buy a gun, though. Those of you that are considering that, buy that gun, please. And there's a lot of things that you need to do once you've learned the gun. You need to learn about things like situational awareness. Yes. And you need to practice. And those two choices I put out there are put out there simply because of their price point. Okay? Simply because of their price point. If I were to tell you what I would suggest for you, if you've never carried a gun and all you're doing is looking to carry a gun for self-defense, that you're not one of these tactical types, you're not one of these people that is looking out there and they want the ultimate or something like that, then I'm going to recommend the Smith & Wesson MMP Shield. 8 shots in the magazine, 1 in the chamber, that makes 9. $389 at Upstate Armory Group. Very thin, very easy to carry. For everything else, I'm Glock. For everything else, I'm Glock. Going to be carrying this for a little bit here lately. Coming up, the Glock 21 from Agency Arms, the Urban. That's going to be carried here for a little bit. But looking at, I was looking at the stuff. It looks like Trump has won Super Tuesday, and I know some of you are going, "Oh my God!" don't be afraid. Look at where we are. He can't make it that much worse. Some of the stuff he's proposed, if he actually did it, is not that bad. Some of the stuff, but he's just so flighty. I don't know if he has a policy. But this is the fault of the Republicans. Trump was made by the GOP. If the GOP, when they would ascend to office, when they have the Senate, when they have the House, when they have the presidency, if they actually did what they said they were going to do, then people would not be looking to Trump. This is the same thing that brought about the H. Ross Perot. This is how Jesse Ventura got out there and got elected to governor of Minnesota. This is how a lot of people get elected to stuff, because the parties out there say, well, elect us and we'll do this, and then they don't. Trump is a product of the GOP. He's running as a Republican. This is the backlash when you lie to people to get their vote. You develop a Trump. We will do this again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Tuesday, this has been Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Paid monetary spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.